This morning, I'm going to be speaking on the joy of the Lord. And what is that? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Where does the joy come from? Where can you find it? What does it do for you? Can you buy it? Can you earn it? Can you learn it? How did we get this joy that comes from the Lord? The first time the word joy is mentioned in the Bible is found in Genesis 31, verse 27. Speaking about Laban, when he confronts Jacob, after Jacob had worked for Laban 21 years for his two daughters and for the sheep, he says, "Why did you flee secretly and deceive me and did not tell me so that I might have sent you away with joy and with songs, with tambourine and lyre?" And that word joy is the word shemek. Blithe or gleeful. It means to be glad. It means to be joyful. It means to be merry. It means to be merry-hearted. It means to rejoice. It's made up of three Hebrew letters: shin, which is the tooth and transformation; mem, which is flowing water, knowledge, common or hidden; and chet, which is fortress, fence, or wall. There's a transformation and of knowledge flowing from the throne of the Father, causing and creating a strong and mighty fortress all around us. This comes from the joy. Jesus over you, or Jesus on you. Joy. It talks about the first dance a husband, a newly married husband and wife do when they are married. Then when they come together for the first time, it's the joy of expectation. Expectation from the bride and expectation from the groom as they walk together throughout their new adventures. This word shemak or simcha, my pronunciation sometimes gets me in trouble with my beautiful wife. It means gladness or joy. It comes from the root word simyek, which means to be glad and happy. It appears 94 times in the Old Testament. The word joy is rooted in the Akkadian word shamayu, meaning to spout or to flourish. There's been so many times where we spout out different things in our lives, but joy just is explosive. It just flows out of us, and joy has a habit of spouting out from within our lives in the most inopportune times. One time when I was at a meeting and I was at the front, I was sat upon by the Holy Ghost, and this joy began to spurt out of me. The speaker was Richie Seltzer, and bless him, he continued to speak. He was speaking on joy. And I was experiencing this joy, and it was bursting out of me, and I was laughing, and I was doing all sorts of things. And I tried to keep it quiet for about at least 1 to 2 minutes, but it continued, and it made a rippling effect through it, the congregation. The joy began to radiate in others, and it became infectious. One person or two people or a couple of people were saying, "More, Lord, more, Lord." And I was saying, "No, Lord, I can't take any more. I can't take any more." And I was crippled in two with joy. Joy is inexpressible. Joy is just overflows and it flourishes where it happens. More joy is released from heaven when religious spirits flee because they don't know. They don't like the joyous infection that comes straight from the throne room of heaven. You become inebriated, intoxicated under the unction of the Holy Spirit that brings down strongholds and takes back the ground that the enemy has taken and stolen from you. Joy launches you into the midst of heaven's throne, no matter what your circumstances are or what you're going through. Heaven is filled with joy and gladness. There is a joyous raptures of praise, of worship, of thanksgiving, of adoration, continually going before the throne of God. We read in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. It says, "For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Whoa. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Wow, I didn't realize that there was bodybuilders in the Old Testament. Let me do some workout then. No, we do our joy workout when we laugh and we have fun. When it speaks of joy, the joy of the Lord being our strength, it's talking about being in a place of safety and protection. We can rest and we can relax and have the joy flooding through our lives. So as we ourselves allow ourselves to be filled with the overflowing joy of the Lord, we come under the shadow of the Lord's protection, as in Psalm 91, verse 1. Wow, wow. Joy brings with it benefits of safety and security in the presence of the Lord. Joy comes from the Lord. God gives each one of us love, joy, and peace. Do you know that Yahweh wants to blast us with the joy, with his joy? That is unspeakable, that's uncontrollable, that's unrehearsed, and that's unfathomable. Papa's joy knows no limits, no barriers, no restraints, and certainly no race differences. You can make a choice right now. You can make a choice not to allow joy to come into your life, to affect it. Or you can choose to allow the overflowing joy of Abba Father coming into your life to bubble up within you, that bubbling joy of the Father to explode in your life, to explode through your life, and to explode upon your life. That's the choice that we are given by the Father today. The Word tells us that real joy, that is gladness, fun, laughter, and rejoicing, comes from the Lord and is ours forever. Not for a moment, not for a season, not for a time, but listen, forever. Joy that is found in the Lord's presence isn't static. It isn't stuck in the ground and it doesn't move. It's transformational. It's regenerational. It's revigorating, and it renews our lives to live out being his joy carriers of his presence through our lives. Not someone else's lives, but our lives. We are joy carriers of God's presence. Joy that comes from the Lord is gladness of heart, which is a condition of supreme well-being and feeling good within. Other words you might know are cheerfulness, happiness, joyfulness, and blessedness, along with the joy. This all comes from knowing God intimately, dwelling in his presence, having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, resting in and being contagiously infused, but with and by the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was born, the angels announced, Luke 2, verse 10. Good tidings of great joy. Just imagine you were one of those shepherds looking after the Levitical lambs or sheep on the hillside. And all of a sudden, these bunch of angels filled the atmosphere and shouted, "Good tidings of great joy." My thinking is, what an under goodness would have been going through their lives. Were they terrified, scared, afraid, frightened? And what's more, were they being told that the Messiah, the person that they were looking forward to, has been born? And that they could go and see them. How cool was that? After having your life frazzled by the angels who were overjoyous and celebrating the birth of Yeshua, they got to be the ones who saw Jesus at firsthand. Another instance is when Mary met her cousin Elizabeth. It says that the child that was within her leaped for joy. That's in Luke 41 to 44. And that word in the Greek is shirktao, which means to skip or to leap for joy. Do we go down the street leaping for joy? Or do we have the ways and the wits of the and the cares of the world attached to us or on us? Or do we allow the joy of the Lord to help us to skip, to leap, to jump, to dance, to twirl? It says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I remember playing that on the my concert flute, and I was so enjoying it. I was twirling, I was twisting, I was running, still playing the flute, because the joy of the Lord was my strength. The joy of the Lord was flowing in me, on me, and through me. It says, but joy comes in the morning. Its joy is unspeakable, joy without limits, without measures. It's a free gift to those who are in Christ Jesus. Joy, get this, joy is the fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Wow. 430 times the word joy is, or rejoice, or joyful is mentioned in the Bible. Guess how many times the word happy is mentioned, or happiness is mentioned? It's only mentioned 10 times. 10 times compared to being happy, compared to being joyful or joy. Joyous. Joy is lasting. Joy satisfies the soul. It makes the heart glad. It's a unique and marvelous way to walk with God. Joy is a characteristic of the characteristic of the people of God. So it should be. Do you have joy in your life? Do you have joy in your being, that people see that joy flowing out of your life, flooding your life, that joy emits from your life, that people can pick up on it, sense it, that they want to hang around you because you're joyous? Joy is found in Yahweh's presence. Wow. And as Christians who know Yeshua as our Lord and Master, joy flows from knowing our position in Jesus Christ, knowing who you are in Him and what He has done for you. People who say joy is an underlying truth that good or bad circumstances can't dictate to, and that happiness is rooted in circumstance. There are others who think the opposite, that joy is just a state of the mind, the outcome of a mind seeking happiness and focused on pleasure, pleasing thoughts, and pleasant experiences. Despite the different thoughts and ideas out there, the idea of experiencing happiness depends on external factors. Happiness happens to us even when we try to seek it or desire it or even pursue it. Feeling that happiness is not a choice we make. Joy now, on the other hand, is a choice. Wow, I love that. That is full of purpose that we make. Happiness does not bring joy, and joy is not an offshoot of happiness. Joy is something greater than happiness. Joy is the fruit of the Spirit. And when we find joy, it's infused with comfort and marinated in peace. Wow. It's an attitude of the heart and spirit. Regardless of one's faith, joy is present inside. And everyone has an untapped reservoir of potential to tap into the joy. You go up to a tap, and you can open the tap up, or you can close the tap, and you can drink from the joy of heaven. That's the choice we make. It's possible to experience joy in difficult times. I can testify to that. It's possible to know joy or feel joy in spite of grief or uncertainty. Joy doesn't need a smile in order to exist. Although joy does feed better with a happy smile. Joy can share space with other emotions, sadness, fear, anger, and even unhappiness. Happiness doesn't do that. Happiness isn't present in dark times and difficult times. But once discovered, joy undergirds our spirits and brings to life peace and contentment, even in the face of unhappiness. Joy blooms and explodes through our connection. It's what God wants for us. Often the connection is with other people, but it can also be with pets and creative and creation and creativity. Joy is present in every moment. Every moment, joy is present to be tapped into, to be turned open. Happiness is ephemeral and temporal. It's mostly just passing through. When happiness is present, it seems larger than life. It feels good. And nothing feels better or seems worthy of attention. But happiness is also fickle. It can be present for weeks and months and on end and gone in an instant. True joy is constant. True joy is constant. The true definition of joy goes beyond the limited explanation presented in a dictionary. Because you look it up and it just says a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Full stop. Wow. We know different. I know different. Christians know different. Those who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior know that this is different. True joy is a limitless, life-defining, transformative reservoir waiting to be tapped into. Let me repeat that again. Pardon me. True joy is a limitless, life-defining, transformative reservoir waiting to be tapped into. It requires the utmost surrender. And like love, is a choice to be made. Joy is not simply a feeling that happens. In its truest expression, joy transforms difficult times into blessings and turns heartache into gratitude. Joy brings life. It brings life. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, in the second part, says their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in the wealth of generosity on their part. Their abundance of joy, even in extreme poverty. This joy, even in the midst of extreme circumstances, is mentioned as extravagant joy. Wow. Do you walk in extravagant joy? Do I walk in extravagant joy today? Even in the midst of your problems, your issues, your situations, your circumstances, are you allowing Abba Father to shower you with his joy, which is so abundant and satisfying, full of life? Even with what's going on in our lives today, let Abba Father into those areas that are still maybe too touchy to allow anyone into. Let God come in with his overwhelming joy, his unmistakable joy, into those areas that are out of bounds due to the hurts and abuses of life. Choose today, right now, let Jesus into your life, into your circumstances. Let joy explode those dark clouds of fear, of worry, of anxiety, of depression, and those feelings of being alone right now, the lack of want. Be gone in Jesus' name right now. Amen. God has created us to be in families, not orphans. He's created us to be in families, and we are part of the family of God. Have fun today in partnership with Jehovah Sneaky. I remember hearing that expression, Jehovah Sneaky, and I often wondered what Jehovah Sneaky would be like. It would be like in the cartoon characters, they'd be sneaking up behind someone and causing them a whole heart of tickling or fun and laughter. Jehovah Sneaky, who is the ultimate joy carrier and enforcer. Come on, let's have fun today. Tell your face, smile. It won't break. We have been designed to smile. Be in a family and have extravagant joy, fun, and laughter. How many of us take time and celebrate in our trials and tribulations? Don't know about that one, Victor. Come on, hands up. Anybody? Paul was only too familiar. Paul the Apostle in the New Testament was only too familiar with trials and tribulations with his walk with the Lord. He mentions this in a short bio found in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 22 to 33. It's well worth a read. Yet Paul, even though he went through all of those trials and tribulations, says, boasts in the joy that he receives from the Lord to go through these trials that came against him. What do we do? When we are confronted with trials, confrontations, persecutions, what's our first reaction? What's our first response? I'm going to tell you. Is it one that I'm going to get my own back? I'm going to do better than him? Or am I going to take revenge on him? Or I'm going to take this person to court? I'm going to sue this person? I'm going to do that to that person? Or am I going to ask the Holy Spirit to come into my situation and give me more joy to be able to walk through this and not be overcome? John 16, 22 says, then you will rejoice and no one can rob you of that joy. Wow. No one can rob you of that joy. Satisfying, isn't it? Unlike happiness, joy is true satisfaction. Several times, God's word describes joy as full or complete. Joy satisfies the heart in a way that temporary happiness can never. Psalm 4:7 says, you have given me greater joy. Wow, greater joy. I only thought there was joy, but there's greater joy. There's abundant joy. There's overwhelming joy. Yet Yahweh says he will pour oil and wine, the kind that restores our soul. All these scriptures, this song's going through my head because when I was a young Christian, I learned the scripture through singing. And just all this, I'm trying to keep my thoughts clear because the songs are just so powerful. They're scriptural songs, and they go into your mind and into your heart, and they transform your life. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You've been given greater joy. John 15, verse 11 says, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Come on now, folks. Come on. That my joy, whose joy? Christ's joy, Father God's joy, may be in you, that your joy may be half full, quarter full, third full, three quarters full, 99% full. No, your joy may be full. And when it's full, it overflows. And it's overflows. It flows out of people's life, out of your life, and it affects people, and it ministers to people, and it releases people, and it heals people. Wow. Do you have the fullness of Jesus Christ? Joy in your life today. It's real. It's tangible. It's overflowing. It's satisfying. Do you know what? The best thing about it, it's free. And it's not to a good home, but it's free for every single one of us. And those listening today, It's free to you to take and receive and receive and receive and take it and take it and take it. Philippians 2 verse 1 to 2 says, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Make my joy complete. Wow. And 1 Peter 1, 8, 9 says, you greatly rejoice with the joy inexpressible, full of glory. I want some of that joy right there, which is inexpressible. And it's full. You can't get any more than full of the glory of God, the joy of the Lord. Throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, the fullness of joy is found where? In the presence of the Lord. It says in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 27, it says, splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Wow. Wait a minute. It says, in his place. In his place. Joy are in his place. For me, that's amazing for sure. We now know and we read about the majesty and splendor and the strength that we find in the presence of God. But seriously, did you read the last part of the sentence? And joy are in his place. Joy. Maybe that is why the Father created the Irish, to bring a bit of joy and laughter to the world. Whoa. We know how to laugh. We know how to have fun with friends and family and everyone else. And who else cares to join in? But on the other hand, we also know how to fight against one another. If you don't have joy or find it difficult to express joy because of what has happened or what has taken place, you haven't been the only one, or you won't be the last one. There is a place where you can be that, where you can be full of joy. And it's simply this, by being in the presence of the Lord, is full of joy. Not a wee part, not a half measure, not two thirds, but full joy. It meets and satisfies every need and longing known to mankind, known to each of us. Joy is continually around the throne of heaven. And it's a place where rapturous joy overflows in abundance. It says in Psalm 5, verse 11, may they keep shouting for joy forever. May they keep shouting for joy. That's a challenge for us to take up today, isn't it? Shout for joy. You go to the football matches and you hear the crowd shouting and shouting. And when they score, when their team scores a goal, they're shouting and smiling and giving high fives and celebrating. That's joy, shouting. Do we shout and celebrate when we come together, when we sing praises to God, when we give high fives and shout and celebrate and people stop and wonder what we're doing? Especially where you live, or to those around you, that you're different and that possibly mad, because there is an uncontrollable joy that bursts with out of our lives, and they see that we are not being affected by their circumstances or by what's happening around in the world, but are affected by the joy that comes from heaven. It says in Psalm 16, verse 11, for you bring me a continual revelation of resurrection life, the path of bliss or joy that brings me face to face with you. There's no Hebrew word for presence, but the psalmist uses the Hebrew word for face, and that is really what Abba Father is looking for in us. To have those face-to-face encounters with the Lord, with him. that brings and causes his joy filled presence to saturate, to permeate every part of our being. His joy totally wrecks us, no matter where you are, that everywhere you go, you leak out his joy so that it becomes infectious. It becomes one of his weapons for our lives. Doctors have stated that it only takes nine muscles to smile on a person's face, but it takes 37 to frown. The joy of the Lord on us and in us. When that happens, we're having a free body spa treatment, all thanks to the Lord. We're resting our face. We're causing our face to rest and soak up the presence of God. In Romans chapter 14, verse 17, it says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of rules about food and drink, but is in the realm of the Holy Spirit, filled with righteousness, peace, and joy." The atmosphere of heaven is filled with joy. We should allow that heavenly atmosphere to come and affect our lives and our daily walk with the Lord. There is no amount of positive thinking that can bring lasting joy. Come on. Instead, joy is a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit in us. Come on, guys. Come on, folks. Joy is a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit in us. And this joy characterizes the people of God. Who are the people of God? I am. You are. You are. You are. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23 speaks about the fruit of the Spirit. It says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Did you realize joy is a part of the fruit of the Spirit? Did you realize you've got to have joy bubbling up within you that spurts and pours out of you, that you become a vessel of joy with your family, with your friends, with your work colleagues? Joy from off your life, they can come and pick it off. Joy flowing, they can come and drink from it. Joy as part of the fruit of the Spirit needs to be applied, needs to be activated in our lives. And if you lack the joy, the fullness of joy, simply ask the Father for that that dangerous four-letter word called more. Whew. Too many times we ask for more and we haven't really activated what God has put within us before that. Let us be people who activate all that God has within us, first of all. Not building our own kingdoms or our own agendas to make temporary happiness, because it's not long lasting. Building God's kingdom offers you a special joy that cannot be replaced or replicated. Remember the 72 went out. Jesus sent the 72 out in Luke chapter 10, 17. They returned. What did they return with? They returned with joy. They were ecstatic with joy. With that, they were glad. They were gleeful. They were dancing. They were joyful. And they expressed that because of what happened and what took place, because they weren't sent out by Jesus. We're called to be sent out ones. We're called to be ones sent out to bring joy into this world. We are commanded to be glad, to rejoice, and to shout for joy. Joy is an act. Joy is a deliberate act of obedience. In response to who Christ Jesus is and what he has done for us. Psalm 32, verse 11 says, shout for joy. Philippians 4, verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Romans 12, 12 says, releasing a continual joy There's a continual stream of joy whenever you're in the presence of God. There's a flow that of joy flowing, flooding your life and flowing out of your life, ministering unto others, ministering into people's lives, ministering into families' lives, work colleagues' lives, classmates' lives. A releasing of continual joy. It doesn't stop. It can't be just put here, I'll have this part joy and that part joy, but I'll not take this part joy. It's also in Romans 12, 15, it says we celebrate, to be full of joy with those who celebrate, to be full of joy in happy times, in sad times, in comfort, in difficulty. We can find joy in the presence of the Lord, having our intentions and our focus on Christ Jesus, who is supernatural. Wow. He brings the supernatural joy that can't be compared to. Yeah. There's a difference between joy and happiness. As I close off here, joy is a little word. Happiness is a bigger word. Joy is in the heart. Happiness is on the face. Joy is of the soul. Happiness is of the moment. Joy transcends. Happiness reacts. Joy embraces peace and contentment, waiting to be discovered. Here, joy runs deep and overflows, while happiness hugs. Hello. Joy is a practice and a behavior. It's deliberate and intentional. Happiness comes and goes along its way. Joy is found and scriptural. Don't worry, rejoice. Happiness is a balm. Don't worry, be happy. It's a song, isn't it? Don't worry, be happy. But there's also a song called Rejoice in the Lord Always. And again, I say rejoice. Joy is an inner feeling. Again, joy is an inner feeling. Happiness is an outward expression. Joy endures hardships and trials, and connects with meaning and purpose. A person pursues happiness, but chooses joy. Romans chapter 14, verse 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking." Come on, whoa. "But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Practice joy. Know joy. Live joy. And feel happiness. Father, today I pray that as we learn to allow your joy to flood our lives, to flood our hearts, to flood our minds, and to flood our whole being, that the joy, Lord, would overflow in us, would flood through us, that would flood upon us, that, Lord, that we would be your joy carriers, that we would infect those around us and those who we meet and would bump into, and if people bump into us, they would receive some of the joy that's upon us. So, Father, today we take up that gauntlet. We take up that gauntlet that you've given us to be joy carriers in this land and in this nation and in the nations that you send us to. Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise and we give you all the honor in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.